الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on June 11, 2023, in a meeting with a number of scientists, specialists, experts, and officials of Iran's nuclear industry. Over the last 20 years, we have come to realize who is trustworthy and who is not trustworthy. So this was what I had to say about the importance of the nuclear issue. As I said, you probably know these things more than we do, but I want the people to know about these as well. The second issue that I want to outline is about the advancements that have been made in this industry in our country. Of course, I am not an expert in technical matters and don't have enough information in this area to speak about this. It is your job to shed light on these advancements, but I would like to speak about this matter in general. I would like to say one thing about this first. In our political language, we have words such as mustaz'af, the oppressed or underprivileged, and istaz'af, weakness. We say, for example, such and such nation is mustaz'af nation, or we were a mustaz'af nation before the revolution. The word mustaz'af is a profound, meaningful word.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
What is the meaning of mustaz'af? It refers to someone who has been kept weak. Mustaz'af is different from za'if or weak. Za'if means someone who is weak, but mustaz'af is someone who has been kept weak. Being kept weak, which is the meaning of the word mustaz'af, is of two types. There is a time when a world power comes, dominates a country, and keeps it weak. For example, there are colonial powers that kept the colonized countries weak, such as Britain. It kept the countries in the Indian subcontinent weak for so many years. If you refer to the book Glimpses of World History, written Jawaharlal Nehru, the former Prime Minister of India, who was an informed scholarly man, he explains what India was like before the arrival of the British and what happened after their arrival. He explains how India deteriorated, how impoverished it became. This is colonialism. Therefore, one type of istaz'af or weakness is when the world power holds a nation back, which is a bad thing. It is dangerous. What's even more dangerous is the second type of istaz'af, and that is when a nation itself believes that it is weak. When it believes that it is incapable and that it cannot do anything. This is very dangerous.